I think the toughest thing tomorrow night is to try and pick the right team, if I'm honest, because you know, the group that we've had fit for the last three games have kept us in there, and there's one or two in even in that group that look as though they're beginning to get to some type of match fitness. And as I said on Saturday, people being injury free, you know, is the first step. Back into training is the second step. You know, training for a period of time is the third step, and then being ready to play, and then being match fit on top of that. So there's a long process for some of those guys. And of course, once the season started, as we did in the first four or five games, we've got to try and reintroduce those players into the heat of the battle. So, yeah, how many can you put in at once, and who's really fit enough to go through it tomorrow night? Well, we won't really know until the next 48 hours, I guess.
I was going to ask you, I mean, who do you think is fit enough to be considered for tomorrow night?
Well, I think if you're talking about who is still injured, I think there's only Keith Keane, who is going to have a small op tomorrow night. And will probably be a month to 6 weeks, but it should clear everything up. Apart from Keith Keane, I think, and Josh Coulson, of course, who's got quite a bad calf tear, might be 3 or 4 weeks. Apart from those two, of the senior group, I guess everyone would be available for selection. But as I've said, available for selection and available for real selection is two totally different things.
I'm assuming as well, in the way of things, there's double top secret selection as well, and you're not going to want to put anybody out there that you might use as a weapon on Tuesday night.
No, I don't do that. I haven't done that, and I won't do that. But you know, I think there is some serious discussions and some serious decisions to make before we play tomorrow night. There are one or two, obviously, that I'd really like to play, but how feasible that is another thing.